everybody who is contemplating this journey on a wealth strategy that one way or another their spouse is involved. Now, my wife is a musician. She wants nothing to do with finances, but I can tell you that she is on the same page and she is totally supportive. She isn't involved in the real estate. She doesn't go out and help me with my business except once in a while. That's okay. She's supportive of it. She understands. If she was fighting me, it would be very, very difficult. So we better be on the same page.
Have you seen that in cases where you've been the coach or the advisor?
I see it all the time. And the first thing I tell them, in fact, as a general rule, we don't want to do coaching with anybody where we can't do coaching with both spouses. Now, that may vary because we might have a particular business where the spouse is not involved and we're just doing business coaching. But if we're looking at an overall wealth strategy, I highly recommend that both spouses at least be in on the conversation with the coach every 2 weeks, even if one spouse doesn't really work at the wealth strategy. Remember, they're spending money too. So it's important that they be involved and that they buy in to the entire wealth strategy.
How do you keep the big picture alive? I mean, once we've gone past this exciting part of mapping it all out and looking at leverage and velocity and the tax strategy, and we've got it written down, we've enrolled the coach and the team. I mean, there's a thrill in this sort of macro view, but then you sort of have to get granular. You're doing the stuff day by day, week by week, month by month. And I can imagine that after the second or third year, some of the excitement wears off.